All right, here we are. It is 12:40 a.m. We are in Billy Nato's backyard. Had a little shindig here with my boy McCarron.
And Nato.
And so. Nato. Should do Bird here. We're going to be talking some Pats tonight.
Yeah. Sit down now. We're talking all football, Billy. We're talking all football. So, here's the deal. We were supposed to record with Matt. He had one too many, just like he usually does.
Matt passed out on the couch, I think.
So, I'm banged up, Jay's banged up, Nato's banged up. So this is a banged up, this is the banged up episodes of Casting Couch.
Not doing good tonight.
So here we are, we're going to talk some football. Let's just start with the Pats. How are we thinking?
All right, going into the season, I got the Pats being hot, man. I got this being a good season. I think this is one of the best Pats teams we've had in the last 5-6 years. I think this is the best defense we've had since the Seattle Super Bowl. With fucking Revis, Brandon Browner, Hightower. Mm-hmm. Who else do we have? We had all them guys, man. Chandler Jones.
I agree. I think the Pats are coming in hot. Just to start, Billy is a Packers fan.
Yes, sir.
Fuck all you, due respect, bro. second best quarterback in the league on their team. But I agree with Jay. I like our odds. I think we're going to do the typical Pats thing where we come out a little slow, though. I think we're gonna probably start the season like 3-2, but I like our chances. The AFC East is still very weak, but the AFC East is starting to get good because now there's actually quarterbacks in the AFC East, with the Jets having Donald in his second season. The Dolphins trading for Rosen.
That was big.
And the Bills having Josh Allen. I think the AFC East is starting to become an actual division, unlike it was in past years. But, Billy, unbiased take as not a Pats fan, what do you think about the AFC East?
The AFC East is, the past couple years, been utter shit. This year, like you said, those quarterbacks, I really, really do believe in Josh Allen and that Bills team. Mm-hmm. That Bills team's always had a good defense, always put up a fight against New England, always have a good defense. But Tom Brady is going to run through that East, that AFC East again. I think they're going to be in the Super Bowl again. I really wouldn't be surprised. That's a straight up my honest opinion.
That's an unbiased take too, folks.
Their team right now is unfucking real. Their defense, their offense, and their game plan in general. Belichick's a genius. That's a fact. Like, I will never not argue against that.
I would argue that the Pats have the best defensive back in all of the NFL right now.
One of the best, yes.
I think Patrick Chung, McCourty,
yes.
Best safety combo in the league. They have the most experience with each other. They're proven veterans. And at corner, you got Gilmore. Top five corner in the league. J.C. Jackson proved himself last year. We got Duke Dawson, who we took in the third round. We got
Great pickup.
Jonathan Jones, proven, good, undrafted rookie.
It's just also our three-back set with Sony and
Damian Harris.
And who's the white guy?
Burkhead.
No, Rex Burkhead.
Do they still have him?
Yeah, yes. We still got Burkhead.
I thought they cut him at one point.
But no, we still have him. So we got a three running back set that I think can just kill because we're paying all of them the same amount as the Jets are paying Le'Veon Bell.
Damian Harris, too.
Exactly. Like, I just think
four-headed beast.
Those two, the front two, Michelle and White, that combination is gross. James White is one of the best PPR running backs in the league for fantasy-wise. He's a machine. He'll catch you 10 passes a game out of the backfield, which is crazy.
Exactly. I agree completely.
And then you have a fast and pound run-em gun-em with Tony Michel. That was the greatest pick they ever had in recent years. That pick, I think, is going to turn out to be amazing for them. I think Sony's going to be really, really good in this league.
I agree completely. Let's hear from this girl is on fire, Amanda Larson, the girl that was actually lit on fire on the 4th of July. Amanda, what do you think about this Patriots team?
I think they really messed up by trading Danny Amendola because he's hot.
Okay, typical girl take.
Yep.
Solid take.
But did you see him...
Can you believe that Danny Amendola cheated on Olivia Culpo? Because I can't.
Did you see his...
She was Miss Universe.
Did you see his Instagram post, though?
Which one?
The longest Instagram comment of all time.
I don't think it was the longest.
It was the longest of all time. It's actually a stat. He put out a 5-page essay about why he still loves
Olivia. I feel like you're lying.
I'm dead serious.
You can look
it up. Edelman commented on it saying, bro, calm down.
Oh my God.
It's a fact.
It is a fact. It was the longest ever posted
I don't feel like you're telling me to.
He wanted his girl back.
He wanted his girl back.
You
got it? Uh-oh. We got people leaving the party.
We got people leaving. Hey, LeBlanc. Tyler LeBlanc. One of the best of Millbury's finest. What do you think about this Pats team? We're recording right now.
We'll be decent.
Decent? What do you projected record?
10 and 6.
All right, we're going to chime into Mike Swain now. Mike, Christian Yelich jersey, potential NL MVP. Mike, what do you think the Pats record's going to be this year?
11 and 5.
Strong 11-5. AFC East champs?
Yes.
Do you think we're going to the Super Bowl?
Yes.
LeBlanc, no. You think we're going to the
I'm
Super Bowl?
I'm about to disagree.
Who do you think's going to the Super Bowl at the AFC?
KC? I'm a big Pats fan, but I'm real.
Okay, yeah. No, I like the unbiased tanks. No, yeah. Mahomes is the real deal, but there's been quarterbacks.
Especially
out of
after
AFC.
Last year. KC, Saints.
Okay. Saints. Okay, we've
Saints
heard
deserve
Saints
it after last year.
Saints win it.
Saints fucking deserve Saints it after last it. Year.
Yeah, Saints.
Where we gets
can,
two?
Wait, we can cuss on this?
We can fucking cuss.
Okay, good.
Hell yeah.
All right, no, I agree with the Saints, but...
Have a good night, boys.
See you, boys. Bye, we don't condone drunk driving. Let's
no.
Just
farthest thing from it. Don't
right,
do it.
But okay, so Jay, let's move on to another division. Let's talk about the AFC North. I think that's a division that's wide open with the Browns, Bengals, Steelers, and Ravens.
I got you.
Who do you think's coming out of it as the champs?
As the champs? I'm gonna have to say, man, I got the Bengals coming out. I think they're going to shock the world.
Wow.
They got the new head coach.
Okay.
They're going to be feeling themselves. AJ Green, he's had injuries. I think he'll be healthy this year. I think the defense they got will hold up. I think ultimately, I mean, you break it down, the Browns, they're hyped up, but it's their first year together. They got to gel, man. Uh-huh. They got to feel themselves. They'll lose some games. They might get upset. And then you got the Ravens, Lamar Jackson. Honestly, I don't believe in Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
I don't know about you. I think he's going to get hurt. He runs the ball too much. And then the Steelers they're just a dysfunctional organization at this point.
I'm not going to lie with you. I couldn't disagree more. I think the Browns are coming out on top. It's Baker with a year underneath Freddie Kitchens' offense.
Yep.
It's queer to show Hugh Jackson was just such an incompetent head coach.
Oh, yeah, he was a bonehead.
With this team, with a year underneath him as the head coach, they went 0-16 and then some. He was one of the worst coaches in NFL history. And the Browns still almost finished 500 after they fired him. I think Baker's legit. They just signed OBJ. They still have Jarvis, so Baker has two very good targets to throw to. I think Njoku, the tight end, is unbelievable. And I think that Browns, they've just drafted very smart on the defensive side of the ball.
They have.
I don't think the Browns are going to lose this division. But with that being said, I think the AFC North is going to have three teams in the playoffs this year. I think they're going to have both wildcard teams and the division champion. I think both the Ravens and the Steelers will make the playoffs this year.
Wow. So you have the Bengals missing.
I have the Bengals missing the playoffs.
And I have them winning. Wow.
I just think I hate the Steelers more than life itself. Big Ben is a competent quarterback.
He's a fuckstick.
He raped a girl, but we won't talk about that.
We will not talk about that.
He's very good. He's a good quarterback. Mm. James Conner's a great running back.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think, like, it's just the Steelers' defense. They just have always been the steel curtain in our entire lifetime.
This is true.
And I just have faith in, now I'm going against, I don't have faith in Mike Tomlin as a head coach. That's where I think the Steelers are going to sneak in as a 60. I think it's going to come down to week 17.
Yep.
But I think the Ravens are a team to look out for just because I trust Harbaugh.
Yep.
I don't have the full faith in Lamar Jackson, but I just trust Harbaugh way too much, where I think that the Ravens will be competent enough to make the playoffs at about 10-6, 9-7.
The one thing that does scare me about the Ravens is the fact that they have Mark Ingram, who will be their full-time back, as well as Lamar Jackson running the ball. I think that's a deadly combo, just having the fact that Lamar is so quick and shifty, and Mark Ingram will just put his head down and run right through you. But
yeah. Mark Ingram can get you the 3 yards you need.
He
That's
can.
Big facts. He'll get you the 3 yards you need.
He can. He's a mean son of a bitch. But, all right.
Well, let's transition to the AFC South, which is...
The Colts?
That's a bit of a toss-up. It's the Colts, Titans, Texans, and the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yes.
I think the Colts are going to come out on top of the division.
I have to agree with you there.
Yeah. I just think this is actually, never mind. I might take back the Steelers and throw in the Colts and Texans as making the playoffs.
Okay.
Because I just, the Texans are a team. The Texans are a fucking team. And so are the Colts. They're both just fucking teams. They're just both, they both are all around offensive, defensive. They're, I think that division's going to come down to the last game, but I think both of them are going to make the playoffs. So I'm knocking out the Steelers.
Ooh.
It's going to be Colts, Texans. Whoever wins the division's going to have home field, but I think it's going to be the loser of the division's getting the wild card. Same with the Browns and Ravens. But I think the Browns are winning the North. But I just think that division's going to come down to week 17.
I have to agree. I think Indy will also win, but I don't think it will come down to week 17.
Okay.
I think it'll be earlier. I don't think the Texans are as strong as Indy. I think Andrew Luck, people forgot about him almost 2 years ago. He was out for, what, two and a half seasons with that shoulder injury?
Yep.
He came back, and he lit the world on fire last year. I mean, I
had second most touchdowns in the league.
I had him on my fantasy team. I picked him up in, like, the fucking 12th round.
Yeah, yeah.
No one knew what he was going to do.
Yeah, he dipped like a motherfucker.
And, for what he was working with last year, T.Y. Hilton, Eric Ebron, and a bunch of fucking scrubs, I mean, he pulled it out of his ass, and he is something special. So, I mean, as good as Deshaun Watson is, and Fuller, and Hopkins, and Lamar Miller, I don't think that combo is as deadly as
Ebron,
Hilton, and Luck.
Do you think they'll make the playoffs, though?
The Texans?
Yes.
I do.
Okay,
I think Texans will go 10-6. I have the Colts higher at 12-4.
Okay.
But,
so week 17 is going to be a nothing game for them.
Week 17, it won't really matter. I think there's a chance Indy gets a bye week. I think Kansas City might not be as tough as they think they are, with the loss of Tyreek Hill and
Kareem Hunt,
of course.
Well, with the transition there, AFC West, I think we both know it's Kansas City.
Of course.
I think the only thing out of that division is going to be the dip from the Chargers. I think the Chargers are going to
fall
off. Really? Big time. They were a wild card team last year. The Pats played them. Pats smoked them.
They...
LT weeps. LT weeps. But the... I just think this is the year... Phillip Rivers is a first ballot Hall of Famer. I don't care what anyone tells me. Phillip Rivers is an unbelievable quarterback his entire career. He's been very wildly underappreciated. He's been disrespected his entire career. I have nothing but respect for Phillip Rivers, but this is the year where he takes the dip off, especially with Gordon requesting more money.
Mm-hmm.
He's willing to sit out. I just think this is the year where the Chargers take that drop off where they're going to probably, I think they're going to finish around 8-8 and miss the playoffs. I think Phillip Rivers will will them to that 8-8 like he usually does. I don't think Phillip Rivers will have a team that's below 500.
Yep.
But I don't think they're making the playoffs. I think Kansas City's going to have a cakewalk of that division. I think Kansas City's just going to run away with it.
Now, I think Kansas City, of course, they will run away with it. They'll be, what, 11-5, 12-4.
I think 14. I think 14-2.
Fuck, who knows? But
hey, we're talking football.
Oh, we got a special guest.
We got John Ruman, Milbury's finest QB1 right here.
This is the podcast.
This is the podcast.
Let's go! Right
here. I did not know that.
Okay, well, we'll just cut back to this. So, Pat's record prediction?
12-4.
12-4, okay. That's right where about we had it. So, you're hopping in when we're in the AFC West. Who do you think's coming out of the AFC West? Just to refresh you, that's the Chiefs, Broncos, who else?
Raiders, Chargers.
So you think the Chiefs are, we agree the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I have the Chiefs at 14-2.
I think Kareem Hunt, huge loss to that offense, but Damian Williams shows great potential, so
we each had the Chiefs coming out of it. We had the Chiefs as a cakewalk in this division.
I wouldn't say cakewalk. Chargers
You gotta respect that defense. Philip Rivers still that dude, low key, but
I had Chargers going 8-8. I think this year
8-8.
I think Philip Rivers is making the drop off this year.
I strongly disagree. I'll give them like 10-6 or 9-7. Like, I still think they're a contender in that division.
I think slept on team is gonna be the Raiders, to be honest.
Really?
I think Antonio Brown and Derek Carr, man, they might bond together. Who fucking knows? They could go off.
Antonio Brown's just a fucking maniac.
Was it 2 or 3 years ago that they played the Pats in the AFC, what was it, divisional round?
Yeah.
They were a good team, man. I don't know what happened to them.
They got two good weapons. Well, that O-line needs to, like, lock in.
The same week, I remember it vividly because it was Christmas Eve and I was watching the games. It was... within, like, an hour apart, Derek Carr broke his leg. Then Mariota broke his leg.
Yeah.
But it's... I think KC's just going to run away with it, and I don't think any other team from the AFC West is going to make the playoffs. We... John, you're hopping in late, but we... I said, at least, there's going to be... the Texans or Colts are going to snag the wild card game.
Colts.
And the Ravens are snagging the other one with the Browns winning the NFC North.
I love the Browns. You know, they're my dogs. Yeah. They're winning that division, no doubt.
Yep.
So,
AFC East, you have the Pats, obviously. Yeah, okay. AFC North, Browns, obviously, right? AFC West, KC, obviously, right? South.
I feel like we agree with the Colts.
You have the Colts?
Yeah.
Okay, so now we have
the Colts are a scary team. Let me tell you, they are a scary team.
Andrew Luck's a beast.
I think we got lucky with KC winning that snow game last year.
I agree.
So now we got the two wildcard teams. Who do you think's coming in? I have either the Texans or Colts. I'm still a toss-up with who's winning the division. Mm-hmm. And then the Ravens coming in. Because I'll never bet against the Ravens. I just have so much faith in Harbaugh. Like,
who was it? They lost CJ Mosley? Is that who it was?
Yeah, he went to the Jets.
I think that's a big loss, but, I mean, that defense is always just... like stout every year. So Lamar Jackson, I feel like he'll make more of an adjustment. They got some weapons to go with him. They want to pass more, so
hopefully
they can. He doesn't get hurt.
We're at a toss up here because Jay's low on Jackson. I'm not sold on him yet.
I agree. I would say he has a lot to come when it comes to passing the ball. A long ways to go, I mean. But overall, like I said before, they got weapons for him, which is gonna help leaps and bounds. I think they beefed up the O-line a little too, so...
Even a little
progress, I would be happy.
I think his ceiling is extremely high. I think his ceiling is Mike Vick level high.
I don't know about that.
I'm saying it right now. Like, I think he can be as good as Mike Vick was with the Falcons. Like,
Mike Vick was a deadeye when it came to passing the football, though. Lamar Jackson, he was lower than backups last year when it came to passing, like, completion percentage.
Not good.
It's a thing, though. Like, he can... because the first thing you think about when Lamar Jackson steps back is we have to contain him in the pocket. So I think if you shorten the offense to no throws further than 25 yards...
just West Coast style.
Just West Coast style offense, it'll be ideal for him. I think that'll be the most ideal offense for him. And I think he'll be able to create opportunities for himself and for his teammates with his mobility.
My one concern is that he ends up a Robert Griffin III case.
Mm.
A guy like that running the ball. Yeah. Not a big guy. Something's going to happen. Linebacker wants to kill him. So, like.
Well, I mean, hey, look at Russell Wilson. He's still killing as a running back, quarterback.
He doesn't run as much as you think, though.
Yeah.
He goes out of bounds. He goes down.
Cam Newton runs the ball a lot. What, 3 shoulder surgeries now? Mm.
Yeah.
He's in some trouble.
Okay, so let's just wrap this up with who do we think Billy Nadeau coming back in? Who do we think is coming out of the AFC? Give us your AFC championship game prediction and who's winning it. Billy, you start.
Pats, Chiefs, 28-21 Pats.
Okay, you're first. Roman?
Zero bias in this whatsoever. I just want to make that clear. But Pats, Browns, Pats, 35. No, not that. That's ridiculous. Pats, 24. Browns, 17.
Jay?
I got the Pats and the Colts in this one.
I like that.
Coming in at 31. Colts at 24. I think we're just going to run the ball all over them. They couldn't take it 4 years ago. They still can't take it. Colts fucking suck.
I'm going to say I have Pats, Texans.
Oh.
with the Pats.
Honestly, the Texans are so slept. That defense needs to.
With the Pats winning 32-10, wow. I think we're gonna cakewalk the Texans. I just don't think there's any team, and this is unbiased too. I mean, we're obviously all Pats fans except for Billy, who's a Packers fan, which we're gonna transition to the NFC, which I think we call guess who's Billy's NFC North champion. But
Vikings, baby.
But I just think you're an idiot if you bet against the Bill and Brady. Like, oh, I know facts. Brady. I know, yeah. Brady's getting old. I just think you're dumb betting against them. At the end of the day, like KC, they have like Mahomes is gonna be the truth, but he's gonna be the truth once Brady's gone.
Yeah.
So
the AFC's his.
Right. Would you ever bet against Michael Jordan?
Yes, I don't think he's the best basketball player of all time.
Wow.
Different conversation. We don't want to go into that.
I was
going to
say, then would you
bet against
him?
We're not going into that right now, please.
Bad, next podcast,
bad example.
We'll go into it.
That's a different, that's
we
a whole
different.
We
could be up for
problem.
Hours.
No, I don't want to.
This is
just, all right. You don't want to go with you. It's just for the listeners, I don't think LeBron's the best either.
Who do you? Never mind. Save it for another time.
Okay, so with that transition, so I think we all have the Pats going to the Super Bowl.
Again.
Yep. Wow. Okay, so now let's transition to the NFC.
Yep.
So, just to recap, we have me, Jay, Ruman, and Billy Nato. We're all here talking about football. NFC, let's say we start with the NFC South. Let's start with the South. That's the...
Okay.
So, NFC South consists of the Saints, Falcons, Bucks, and Panthers.
Yep. Yes.
Who do we think is coming out with Saints. It? Billy, you start. Saints and why?
They didn't lose much. They really didn't. They're bringing back that same team. That team was so good last year.
Do you think a team can rebound from how they lost last year?
Yeah. Lost Ben Watson.
And
they lost Ingram.
Yeah, Kamara gets 100% now. I'm okay
with
that.
Can you is that necessarily
a good thing, though?
That is what it's going to come down to, is Kamara can handle the 14 games that he needs to, because you can, you know, start to rest if you're 13-3.
Who's the white guy they have that's he plays quarterback sometimes?
Oh, Taysom Hill.
Yes, the utility guy.
Yes.
He can take some snaps.
And take hits.
Huge Taysom
He's a big
Hill,
guy.
Yeah.
He's a big guy. Take some hits.
Oh, yeah.
Just get Kamara. Week 15 and 16, if Kamara can get them there, it's going to be all Saints.
Okay.
In that division.
I respect that.
Okay, Roman, your take?
I got Panthers.
You got the Panthers?
Oh, shit.
You trust Cam?
My dogs. Christian McCaffrey.
Oh,
that
you're
dude.
McCaffrey guy,
Cam Newton coming hopefully healthy this year. That offense scary. The weapons they got. DJ Moore, Chris Samuel.
DJ Moore's nasty.
And Luke Kuechly. And,
oh, my God.
The other linebacker. I forget his name, but.
If Kuechly can stay healthy there, I think. I'm just going to transition to me now, but if Kuechly can stay healthy, they're winning the division. It's just that simple.
I agree.
But I just don't trust Kuechly's health in all reality. I just don't trust it.
I mean, his brain is like mashed potatoes at this point.
His brain, he's literally a pile of mush in his brains, but I got to agree with Billy, though, because I just don't trust Kuechly's health at all. I think the Saints are just going to win... I think the Saints are just going to win the division again. I think the Saints are going to probably finish 12-2. All right, hey, we're joined with Noah Peterson, Worcester State's finest. What are you, safety or cornerback for Worcester?
Strong safety.
Strong safety. We're talking NFC South right now. Who do you think's coming out of it?
Sounds good. Who's in the NFC South? Texans?
No. NFC.
That's AFC.
It's Saints, Bucks, Panthers, Falcons. Oh, yeah.
Well, definitely not the Falcons. I'm going to say the Saints because they're, like, the obvious pick. I'm not really here for hot takes. You know, it's kind of a freezing cold take. Saints are kind of the favorite. So, yeah, go Saints, I guess.
Yep. Fair is fair. All right, Jay, your transition. NFC South.
All right, I'm just going to have to go with everybody besides Ruman. I think the Saints are going to pull it out. They're the most dominant team. They ran the table last year. Drew Brees hasn't gotten any worse. Michael Thomas is only getting better.
Yep.
Unless some bizarre injuries happen, they're going to run the NFC South.
On the topic.
Yeah, you can't predict that.
With us three picking the Saints and Roman picking the Panthers, does the NFC South produce more than one playoff team?
Yes.
No.
No.
Yes.
I think yes. I think it's going to be the Saints and Panthers are going to be.
I think the Panthers will get a wild card.
I think the Panthers will get a wild card as well. I agree with completely.
What was their record last year?
I have no fucking clue. They had a rookie running back who led, like, who had the best PPR season, like, of all time. So
McCaffrey's fucking fantastic.
McCaffrey's fantastic. I think they're gonna come back. I think this is
It's all on Cam.
Who's his wideouts besides DJ Moore?
Curtis Samuel.
I just
lost
Funchess.
They got Greg Olsen.
Olsen will be back.
Bearing
he's big.
His foot injury, he always breaks his foot, which
he's
is
big.
I think with a quarterback like Cam Newton.
The weapons.
He kind of creates weapons. I think he's. Well, I think
he's
cool.
One of the best
I think he creates weapons.
He's,
yeah. he's very dual threat.
He is the best right now in the league.
Especially with him. Running, I think the main.
Threat. He's a linebacker.
He's literally. A
he's a tight end playing quarterback.
That has a
the. Yeah. I think the main concern with him when he came into the league was him being the main running option of his team.
Yeah.
Now he has McCaffrey. Where okay, hey. Slot, I mean, the pocket's falling apart. He's scrambling out. He can scramble. Guess
or flip it.
He can flip it to McCaffrey.
McCaffrey takes the hit.
McCaffrey takes the hit. McCaffrey gains the yards because McCaffrey's so elusive.
Yeah, if you don't get him on that first move, he's gone.
Yeah.
Mm.
No,
if you don't guess right.
The things about guys like that is
so
they cut so hard. Like
anything,
Terry,
anything,
CL,
yeah,
dude,
yeah,
like,
anything, anything.
Like Jamal Charles,
barring any injuries.
Yeah, no, this is all barring injuries, but unless it's like pre-existing, obviously, like. I mean, we're not going to say, like, Derrick Rose will play 82 games this year, but, like...
Yeah.
All right, so the South we've already predicted, so let's move over to Billy's favorite division, the NFC North, which consists of the Packers, Bears, Vikings, and the Detroit Lions. We'll start with Billy. I feel like we know who he's going to. Billy, who is coming out of the NFC North?
Two teams out of the NFC North, Bears and Packers. Bears winning the division. That's a cold, hard fact.
That's a take. That is an absolute take.
Bay,
I did not expect you
Green
to say
Bay
that.
Slips in and makes a run. That's what they did when they first won. They were the sixth seed that year. They made a run.
You're absolutely right.
That's
they beat the Steelers, yep.
That they were six versus the Steelers. It was, that's, it's going to be, I think the Bears are going to win that division, but I think Green Bay will make the wild card this year. That's
right.
My guess.
Your, Roman, your move?
I got to go with the Bears. That defense is terrifying. Khalil Mack is... scary. That's all.
Eddie Jackson
say.
Is the best free safety in the league.
Chimed
heard
in.
Heard it here first.
Chimed in from Noah Peterson.
Yep.
I think if anything, if another team were to make it in that division, it would be the Vikings. They just revamped that offense. I think Dalvin Cook's going to get his this year. Cousins going to make the adjustment.
All right. So to me, I think to disagree with the Packers fan, I think the Packers are winning the division.
Oh,
I think the Packers are going to probably finish around 12-4. And I think the Bears are probably going to finish around 10-6. I think they're going to have two representatives, and I think it's also going to be a toss-up for the third team with the Vikings.
Yes.
I really trust – I like how the Vikings have set up the team.
But that conference right now is tough.
They're very, it's a very – it's the most loaded division in the NFC North.
Yeah.
I mean, not the NFC, yeah, North, the NFC. Sorry, my bad. Again, this is a drunk episode of this podcast. We're saying goodbye to people now. Goodbye, Jenny.
Goodbye,
Jenny. Yeah, we're recording right now. It's fine, though. We're just, this is good content. This is good content.
Love you.
Hey, Erica, wait a sec. While we're all leaving.
I'm growing it back out.
All right. Hey, so
you look cute.
All right, hey, so hey, while we're doing this garbage episode, Tony Perry, nobody's finest basketball player. Who do you have winning the Super Bowl next year? We're just talking. We're in the NFC North right now. We're going division by division. But while you're on your way out, who do you have winning the Super Bowl next year?
The Patriots.
You have the Pats against?
Yes. I got to think for a second. I haven't done any NFL.
49ers.
I like that, actually.
That's your boy, Jimmy G. Yeah, like all right, Jenny, Westfield's finest. Yeah. Who do you have winning the Super Bowl?
Pats.
She has the Pats, in case you didn't hear that quiet whisper of hers. Now we have Erica Nordstrom, the loudest individual at Westfield State University.
Right.
Proven fact.
I'm going to say... Patriots.
She has the New England Patriots. This is such an unbiased podcast.
Stunning results.
And now we have...
What do you want me to say?
To end this goodbye tour that we're going over.
Yeah. Ethan McDuffie. Ethan McDuffie.
Pats, baby. You know, honestly, I think the Pats are making it to the Super Bowl.
Against?
I don't think they're winning.
Again, who's winning the Super Bowl, Ethan?
We're gonna get to see that Drew Brees Tom Brady Super Bowl.
Ooh. Ooh. I'd like to hear it. Ooh.
I like that a lot, Ethan. I like you. You're going against the grain. All right, see you, buddy. I'll see you tomorrow.
My NFC North prediction.
Hey guys.
All right, guys.
Thank you, Billy.
All right.
Billy. So.
See ya. Thank you.
Okay. This is we're all a little buzzed. This is a drunk episode. I cannot stress this enough.
I am in the clouds.
Okay. This is fantastic.
I'm glad. This is content. This is absolute content.
All right, I gotta get my NFC North.
James.
Yo.
I want you here. Who's winning the Super Bowl and against who? I know you don't really know football that much.
Patriots.
Against?
I'm gonna say it's a rematch.
Ooh, I like that take.
It'll be a rematch, yeah.
That's a very strong take, actually. I actually like that a lot.
You think they'll score more or less points than they did this year?
Definitely more.
Less. Yeah, definitely
less.
More.
Less.
Three. It's going to be 6-3.
6-3.
All right. So.
Kicker's duel.
Steven Gostkowski.
No, Gostkowski's gone.
All right,
so.
We got two more divisions.
Well, no, Jay, we didn't hear your NFC North.
Oh, my NFC
Love
North.
Left
you know,
nothing better.
My NFC North, I got. They're going to shock us. It's going to be the Vikings. They're going to come out.
Petey fist bumping like a maniac in the background.
Give me
Petey,
that shit.
Petey going nuts.
Skull. It's going to be Kirk Cousins' second year in that offensive system. He's going to know it like the back of his hand. Those receivers, fucking amazing. Dalvin Cook, he'll be back and better than ever. And I think, honestly, the Bears, they were nice last year. Yeah. They lost their defensive coordinator. They might be a little messy the first couple weeks.
A one-hit wonder.
Might cost them a spot in the playoffs.
Okay.
I think like the Packers, fucking the offense, Aaron Rodgers, he's a whiny bitch,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I'd never bet against Aaron Rodgers.
And Jordan Howard's gone. But so, Tariq Cohen, can he do it by himself?
Can Tariq Cohen? Nasty. Who knows? He might get hurt.
No, Tariq Cohen's that.
But, yeah, I got the Vikings, and I have them as the only team coming out of the NFC North. All right,
so we got the NFC South and the NFC North covered. So let's move over to the NFC West. NFC West consists of the Rams, 49ers,
Seahawks,
and Cardinals. So, Billy left us because I think he had to get a refill, but I'm about to do that real quick. But so, John, who is coming out of the NFC West, out of your opinion?
I think it's the Rams again. They're lock of the century. Aaron Donald is single-handedly the scariest man I've ever seen in my life.
He could rip my heart out of my chest, like, no problem. He could probably just rip it out. That's great radio, by the way. That's me doing the motion of a hand going into my chest,
sound effect
pulling out the heart.
It sounded like you're loading a shotgun.
That's basically what it was. All right, so elaborate more on...
That offense is, I mean... Jared Goff's just going to keep progressing. Todd Gurley's one of, if not the best running back in the league now.
There's Fantasy some questions. Well. There's some questions with his knee, though.
He's got some arthritis.
That is a scary thing. I mean, the pain meds that they give to these guys nowadays,
hey,
he won't be killing things.
Can you do me a
favor? So.
Can you give me a beer? I'm the Bud Lights in the fridge.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
What a guy.
Yeah.
Great radio, James. Hell of a guy. You'll be hearing his.
He's our intern.
If this even gets aired, this is he's going to the fridge. Yeah, we still got the little red light there.
Oh,
so he's filling me up a beer. Again, this is the drunk episode of Casting Couch. So, John, elaborate more.
He just did.
You know, I think they got a great coach. I think the owner's a good guy. Overall, they need to get more fans at the stadium.
What are we talking about? The Rams.
The NFC West.
Okay. We're still right, on that.
So, we'll swing to me, because, I mean, we're just...
You want to know who I am, actually?
We're going to go counterclockwise. I think the 49ers will come out of this division as the champions.
That's a hot take.
I trust Jimmy Garoppolo and... what's his name? Who's their running back?
McKinnon?
Jared McKinnon.
I was going to say Matt
I trust them. Oh, I trust them. Oh, my God. There he is. My guy. Bringing me my beer. This, by the way, this podcast is sponsored by Bud Light. Bud Light, please drink responsibly. So I think the 49ers will come out of this division. I trust Jimmy Garoppolo. I like what they're building over there in San Fran. Here comes Ethan Texera, the Bravehearts' finest.
Yo, and Texas friend, also Bravehearts.
Bravehearts, go Bravehearts.
Fuck yeah.
Sponsored content.
Okay, you know what? Hey, while you guys are here, who's winning the Super Bowl and against who? Give your predictions right now. This is a live podcast. This is Ethan Texera.
My new children
speaking.
Are listening. Should be as graphic as you need.
You guys can cuss. I don't really give a shit.
Oh, there it is.
There it is.
All right, let's hear it first.
Yeah, you
hear it first.
Tex, let's hear it.
No, let's go.
Tex.
Connecticut
first.
First
of all, Yankees fan.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. Okay, that's for a different podcast.
Okay. Hats are going to win.
Okay, fuck thank that. You.
I
against?
I don't know against who. I don't know.
Just pick. Just throw
pick
them.
Pick one.
Team.
I
don't you know. Mean
pick
team.
An NFC team.
Arizona Cardinals.
Stop. Dude, I am from Arizona.
Kyler Murray.
I am from Arizona.
Let's go.
So I'm going to go with the Cardinals.
Okay,
that's
perfect.
What it is.
What are the
that's
odds? What are
Pats,
the odds?
Pats, Cardinals, Kyler Murray.
You know
the truth.
Worst to first. We're going a rematch. It's going to be Pats versus Rams
Hopkins,
again.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. You that's, and James have the
it's
same
It's going to be a
good.
Higher score this time. We're actually going to score a touchdown.
Yeah, I said lower. I said it's going to be 6-3.
And the Pats are going to put up 45.
Wow.
45.
For what?
Wow.
21.
45
to 21. It's going to be a fucking blowout.
So take the over?
Yeah, actually, hammer the over next year.
Fair's, hey, fair's fair. So back to the NFC West. Right,
I'm, go dance,
I'm pounding the San Francisco 49ers to win the division. I trust Jimmy Garoppolo. I trust what San Fran is building out there. I think the Rams are going to sneak in as a wild card team, though. And I think this is going to be the end of the Seahawks' little whatever they have building right now with Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll. I think this is going to be the start of the end for them.
I have to completely disagree about San Francisco.
It's not the first time me and Jay have disagreed on this exact podcast.
I think San Francisco, they're a good team and all. They're building a lot. But Jimmy, man, he's played, what, 8 games and he's gotten hurt 3 times?
Well, he's played 12 games and he's 11-1 as a starter. So, I mean, I'll take his odds.
Damn!
Damn!
Facts! Cold, hard facts.
I don't know, man. I haven't seen him on the field enough. I think he'll go down again. And I have the Rams going back. They're only getting bigger and stronger. They added Clay Matthews. Another season with Sean McVay. He's only getting smarter. The best young coach in the league, Jared Goff.
I mean, he hasn't forgotten a play he's ever called Sean McVay.
That's
a fun fact.
Never. He's fucking insane. This guy deserves to be locked up in a mental home.
I think he's definitely the best coach, but I just think it's going to be a year where I think after them, I think it's going to be tough bouncing back from a Super Bowl where you only put up 3 points. I think it's just going to be a toll on the team. I don't think they're going to be like, oh, let's go back and run it back. Like, they're going to be like, we literally did everything we could, and then when we got to the peak of what we could get to, we only put up 3 points. I just think that's just so hard on a team. To be like, we couldn't even put up a touchdown against the team we lost to.
I can see where you're coming from, but at the same time, I feel like they are going to be a great team with the young core they have. And I feel like going back to Super Bowls is what great teams have to do.
Yeah.
Seattle did it when they were young. The Pats are really one of the only other teams that have shown us that, but they've been the greatest team in the last 2 decades. So
I also think this is just a very analytic thing from me. It showed what happens when a team just denies Jared Goff the ability to listen to Sean McVay make the play calls. Because we didn't allow him to make the play calls. So what happens is, in football, for whoever the hell is still listening to this, congrats. But
congratulations!
Yeah, we'll send you a shirt from the pod if you're still listening to this.
We don't have shirts yet, but
not yet.
Satisfied?
Not yet.
Satisfied? Yeah.
Satisfied.
Okay. Satisfied.
Buy your
satisfied
shirt.
Promoting it. Hey, James, what? Where do they go to get your shirts?
Redbubble.com/satisfied.
Redbubble.com/satisfied. See all the merch that James has to offer. I'm looking at him right now. He's got a fire shirt on.
Looks handsome as ever.
You, God, looking like a goddamn snack.
Thank you.
But
I know.
So, back to the Rams. It just shows, I just don't think Jared Goff has the football IQ for when the play calls get shut off in your headsets with 10 seconds left, right?
I think he's young. So I just think he can make
I think it's with 10 seconds left in the play clock, your headset gets turned off, and you can no longer listen to your coach run, like, set up the plays. I think the only reason why the Rams are so good, I think the only reason why Jared Goff had such a good season is because Sean McVay was in his ear. And it showed that the Pats, we basically just said, we're going to trust Dante Hightower's football IQ to beat Jared Goff's football IQ. And it worked out because clearly he couldn't even put up more than 3 points against us, especially with the best kicker in the NFL on his team. That's the only reason why he got the three. So, I don't know. I
respect that. That's a great argument.
That was a good call. We got one more division.
I'm so sorry.
The NFC East. Oh, my God. Oh, this is a toss-up.
How about them Cowboys?
Oh,
it's literally how about
so I have the New York football Giants.
Okay,
give me.
Okay, wait a minute. Let's get this a little bit more organized. We're currently, the only people left at the table is Noah, Billy, John, myself, like Liam McCarron, Jay, and James. So we're going to start, and Tex is hopping in real late here. So we're going to start NFC East, which consists of the Giants, Cowboys, Redskins, and the Eagles. We're going to start with Noah. Noah, who do you have coming out of the NFC East?
Coming out of the NFC East, I have the Dallas Cowboys. I think that it's Dak's time. He's gotten a lot of slander for not being like an elite quarterback, but I think his time is coming. He's coming, and I think Zeke is going to have a big year, big bounce-back year. How many games did he miss last season?
Zeke, he missed six.
He missed six.
Yeah.
I definitely think he's going to bounce back. Amari Cooper is going to have a studly year again, I think.
Absolute steal.
And I think Leighton Vander Esch is going to go off, make all-pro.
Leighton Vander Esch.
He's going to make all-pro. And, yeah, I definitely think the Cowboys are going to go 11-5, come out of that division. Eagles go 10-6. Redskins, poopy. Giants will still be poopy, too.
All right, we're going to hop to James, who just let out the biggest yawn in mankind's history. Who do you think is coming out of the NFC East?
Exactly what Pete just said.
That's the take of the century right there.
Quote all right. Put it on Twitter.
So we're going to hop to Tex, the Braveheart's finest.
Roll hearts. We'll go with the Redskins.
Wow.
Fuck it. Let's do it. Underdogs.
So do you want me to check
reminding the viewers this is the drunk episode of Casting Couch.
The only thing the Redskins have is that secondary.
Exactly.
It's
that's it.
Darius Geis is going to be a fucking force, my guy.
This is the have a few beers episode of this podcast.
If you're sober and you're listening, I'm sorry.
It was more than a few. Yes. I'm not going to lie to you.
All right. So we're going to hop to – we're not even going to acknowledge – we're going to hop to Billy. Billy, who's coming out of the NFC East?
Eagles.
Dude.
Eagles.
Billy has Eagles. Hey, baby. For any reason.
With the Skins as the second team in that
are
division.
Are you fucking
making the playoffs or no?
No.
No, okay.
Well, we got the same record as the Cowboys.
So why do you have the Eagles?
9-7.
Hey, why do you have the Eagles above the rest of the division? Especially the Cowboys.
Something. I think the Eagles got something going.
No, I agree completely, but why do you have them above the Cowboys?
I just don't think the Cowboys are going to have a good year. That's straight up.
For just a gut feeling.
I still haven't bought into Carson Wentz.
Me neither.
Just a gut feeling with the Cowboys.
This is his year. This is Wentz's year.
In Jacksonville, my guy?
I think it's...
This guy was on track to win the MVP before he got hurt. Wentz for a while. Before that injury?
You know, he was ripping before he got hurt.
He was
ripping. Again, yes. We're...
Barring injuries, I think this Wentz has to prove himself this year. If he gets hurt, then it's...
Yeah, no, we're obviously... Down. This is all injuries beside, yeah. But...
I'm saying Carson Wentz healthy and ready to go. The Eagles win that division.
Okay, fair. We're going to hop to Ruman.
It's the Cowboys to lose.
It's the Cowboys to lose. The Eagles, they're in second place, no doubt. Giants and Redskins, not there yet. Redskins' future, though, Dwayne Haskins, love him.
Oh, yes.
I just think that the Cowboys' offense is still way too good. That defense is only getting better. like we said, barring injuries, that defense is one of the best linebacking corps in the league. And then the Eagles, their new addition, they make them a contender, but I think it's the Cowboys to lose.
I gotta agree with you completely. So we're hopping to me, McCarron. So I think this is the Cowboys division to lose, especially with the Giants and Redskins kind of hopping in a rebuilding stage. Ask the Giants are fully in rebuilding stage. They stink. They're just basically a poop floating in a porta potty right now. But yeah, they're just the poop that's floating in a porta potty when you go in and you're just like, oh. But the Redskins are at least building towards something. The Giants aren't building towards anything. They're a pile of dog shit. They got rid of their best player. The Giants are a pile of shit. The Redskins are building towards something. It's the Eagles and Cowboys division. The Eagles only depends on how Wentz is, but I just got to go with the Cowboys just because I think they're just the safer pick just because of what Dak's shown and what has Zeke shown, what Amari Cooper's shown, and what that offensive line shown and what that defense is building towards. I just trust the Cowboys to probably take this division away. I would not be surprised if the Eagles win the wild card, though, and get a 5 seed out of this.
I agree with that.
We're going Jay here. Jay, yeah. I got to, for the first time, completely agree with McCarron. I think
Let's go.
Zeke behind that.
Let's go.
Behind Dallas's O-line with the addition of Amari Cooper. Yes. Dak's going to be on fire this year. The defense only getting better. These linebackers, the secondary they got, the D-line, it's getting ridiculous. Dallas is going all the way. I have them in the NFC Championship, but
so not the Super Bowl.
We'll get there. Okay. I haven't made that prediction yet, but we'll get there.
Okay.
All right, so to round off so we just finished every division. We went through division by division, who we think's winning, who we think sucks, who we think's a pile of dog shit. There's a complete difference between who sucks and who's a pile of dog shit, just for people out there. So we're just going to go around the table and say who we think is going to be in the AFC and NFC championship game, and then the Super Bowl prediction, and then the Super Bowl champions. So we're going to start with James. James, you can listen to Petey whisper to your ear in case you aren't really certain on what you want to say.
Go first.
Nah, dude.
No, it's going to James.
Pats, Jaguars. Jaguars. Pats are going to win.
Okay, oh. Fair is fair. So, Pats, Jags.
Jags.
And
Dick Nick,
bro. What's
going on,
boys?
Good boys.
Yo. How are we?
Good, how are you?
Chilling, bro. We brought the Jewpods.
Good, good. Very good.
Anybody need a Jewpod?
No, I'm good, bro. It's not me. We're recording a podcast right now. You want to say who? Yeah, hey, yeah, who do you think's... Wait, first off, who are you?
Chris.
Introduce
yourselves.
Yeah. We're looking for Sean and Liz. That's who we're looking for.
Yeah, we got the wrong house.
Yeah, all right, well, yeah. That makes it even better then. Make sure we're at the wrong house. That's
okay,
fine.
Wrong house, but hey.
Hey.
That's fine. All right.
Who do you guys think win the Super Bowl and against who?
It's going to be Pats versus...
Hey, yo, dude, how
are
you
Batman?
Oh,
it's fucking. Okay,
cool.
Sean?
I thought
it was Ed. No, that's Chris.
Chris, yeah, okay.
What's happening here, dude?
I have no fucking clue. All right,
so Pat versus. Okay,
one second. We'll redo this. Pats versus.
What?
49ers.
Oh, shit. I thought
let's go.
Wow.
See? Pats winning?
Yeah, obviously.
Okay.
I'll see you boys later.
Later.
Hey, Jeff.
Who do you have?
I got the Pats winning.
Versus?
49ers.
I'd say, like, the Seahawks again.
Okay, Pats, Seahawks again.
Chance.
Okay, fair is fair. Cool is cool. Okay, so James, who you got?
In the NFC now?
Come on, yeah, come on.
Yeah, so yeah. You got Pats, Jags out of the AFC.
Oh, dude, Jags are... Dude, they're pretty...
Yeah.
So, NFC?
Nah, Panthers.
What did I say? I said the Rams, so the Rams are going to be in it, and then the Vikings.
Wow.
What? Thanks, bro.
Yo.
Vikings? I see that. Yeah. They'll do that.
I have no clue where we are.
But we just met some homeboys right now.
You guys just hopped into some random shit.
I got a pack of Jewpods too, so this is really cool.
We're in the backyard of some house, and we're talking to a bunch of dudes.
No, a bunch of bros. Like, come on.
Bro,
we're just walking out. I was like, all right.
Swear to God, we just walked
in.
Whose house is this?
Phillies.
Yeah, we just walked into this house. Swear to God, bro.
Well, I saw you standing there, and I was like, I don't know who that is.
But now you know.
But now we know.
All right.
Yeah, we got your Super Bowl prediction.
All right, should I go?
Jay, go, yeah.
All right, my AFC, I got...
Oh, we're parked across the street.
I got the Pats.
The boys.
I got the Pats and the Chiefs coming out of it. We're across the street.
I want to hear this conversation.
We're hanging with the dudes across the street.
We're doing a podcast.
No, no, it's all good. This is good radio.
Good radio?
Yeah,
radio?
This is great radio.
You see my truck?
So you're parked...
Across, you can hear them.
But it was a good mistake.
Yeah, great mistake.
All right, so you guys, where do you guys go to school? Like, come on.
Westfield.
My sister went to Westfield. She graduated at 17.
I have 17?
No. You still go there now?
I go there now.
My boy just graduated in 18, Logan McGrath.
Didn't know him.
No.
Nah.
But.
Hey, go Pats, huh?
Pats 49ers.
Pats 49ers.
Good shit.
All right, see you, brother.
Good shit, guys.
Happy mistake, huh?
Happy mistake. I'll come over here and chill with you guys. You got any good beers, though?
We're about to run out.
Yeah, we're wrapping it up.
We've been going all night.
See you, brother.
Dude, what the
fuck? Those are some fine gentlemen right there.
What the fuck just happened?
I don't know, bro. Fucking random kids just showed up.
Okay, this is what happens when you just do a drunk podcast.
That's crazy.
At 1 a.m.
Dude, I kid you not, I looked through that fence and I just saw a guy standing there and I was like, I don't know who this is. And then I walked in and I was like, I still don't know. Like, who are you guys?
Right,
Matt Jillo.
So we didn't know who those people were.
He also tried to act like he knew Evan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Evan didn't know him. Did you hear Evan say when he walked out?
Yeah.
Evan goes, I didn't know you. I don't know you guys. And then walked out, and I was like, then who do you guys know here?
What the fuck?
I don't care. Like, it's...
Yeah, no,
it's
just they're, no, they're friendly. Yo, they're friendly.
So, yeah.
So... That was weird.
That was awesome.
This is good radio.
Bizarre.
Jay...
Alright.
Who's your AFC champ? Who's your AFC matchup and your NFC matchup?
I got, like I said. I'll be back on track here after that fucking distraction. I got the Pats and the Chiefs. I got the Pats killing them, of course, because I mean, they're the fucking Pats.
Yeah, naturally.
Chiefs won't be able to pull it out. I mean, they'll have Tyreek Hill back, but they still won't have Kareem Hunt. I feel like Bill's smart enough to whip something up to prevent that offense from going anywhere. NFC, I got Dallas and Saints. I got the Dallas Cowboys coming out. I think Dak's going to go to his first Super Bowl. He ain't going to win. Brady's catching 7. 34-22.
Lock it in.
Locking in Brady's biggest Super Bowl victory.
All right. So we're going to
get another parade.
Another parade, sign me up.
I still can't believe that those people just walked back.
McCarron is rattled right now.
How old do you think they were?
Old enough. Yeah, they're good. They're good people.
What were they drinking?
It was Angry Orchards. Good drink. This podcast also sponsored by Angry Orchard. Please drink responsibly. So, Ruman, your AFC championship matchup and your NFC championship matchup, and then your obviously Super Bowl matchup and Super Bowl winner. There goes the radiator.
All right, we got to get loud.
So, my selection for the AFC championship. Said before, Pats Browns.
Okay. Pats winning.
Pats winning. That would be a close game. I don't care how much it costs. I'll give them the
point. Is that in Gillette or in Cleveland?
Gillette.
Okay.
I think the Pats go 12-4. Did I say 12-4?
You said 12-4.
Yeah, 12-4.
But you also said the Browns are going to go 12-4 as well.
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
I would have said 10-6. I could redo that. But I think the Pats will win that game, no doubt. That Browns team is too young. And then NFC, I kind of want to see something different, but I think it's just going to be a rematch, but with the Saints rightfully winning this time and going to the Super Bowl for Pats Saints Super Bowl.
Pats winning, or?
Yes. I'm a diehard Pats fan, don't get me wrong, but Drew Brees getting the Super Bowl. Drew Brees getting the Super Bowl.
All right. Respect the hell out of that. Wait, am I the last one?
You're the last one, McCarron.
All right. So, to wrap it up, I think it's going to be the Pats versus the Colts.
I like that.
I would have said that too.
I think the Pats are going to kill them. I think it's going to be like 40-something to like the teens. I think it's going to be a blowout by the Pats. I don't think the game's going to be even close. And then the NFC, I think it's going to be Rams 49ers.
Okay?
Amanda Larson, her sweatshirt's over there. I think it's going to be Rams 49ers. I think it's going to be a close game. It's going to come down to something. Hopefully not the refs like it was last year.
That was awful shit.
But I have to agree with James and other people. It's going to be a rematch of the Pats-Rams. No, wait. Did I say Pats-Saints or Pats-Rams?
I don't fucking remember.
I don't even remember. But okay, let me. Again, this is a drunk episode of this podcast. Please drink responsibly. Yeah, we're an hour in.
God bless you.
Please drink. Please drink responsibly. If you're still listening, God bless you.
Oh my God, we're at 55 minutes.
So please drink responsibly. We clearly aren't. But I think it's gonna be Pat's Rams. I think it's gonna be Pat's Rams again. Goodbye, James. You'll hear his episode of this podcast eventually. He'll hop in. He's the guy that created the design. He's great. We're saying our goodbyes. Amanda's saying her goodbyes. The girl that is on fire. Goodbye.
The girl that's been on fire since the 4th.
Petey is leaving or staying? Or
I'm not leaving yet.
Okay,
I'm
good.
I'm not fucking leaving.
Worcester State's finest is staying.
I'm staying.
So I think it's going to be a rematch with Pat's Rams. The Rams are going to sneak in at a wild card, and I think just McVay is going to be smart enough to outsmart the other dummies in the NFC.
Smart enough to outsmart.
Again, this is a drunk episode of Casting Couch. Please drink responsibly. We are drinking Bud Light right now. Bud Light.
Sponsored content.
The greatest beer on earth. Bud Light, please sponsor us. I really want free beer. But I think it's going to be Pats Rams. I think the Pats are going to blow them out. I think we're going to have a cakewalk. After this Pats season that just happened, which was an absolute just debacle of a season where like players getting hurt and shit and we still had a cakewalk of a Super Bowl win, I think we're just gonna run it back and win again. I don't think Brady's gonna be gone. I think Bill's still the smartest human being on the planet, and I think we're just gonna win a Super Bowl again. That's basically my take of it all. Alright, so are we wrapping it up?
Yeah, hey, let's wrap it up with one hot take from each of us for the hottest take on the season. What is the weirdest thing that's going to happen in the 2019-2020 NFL season?
All right, Petey, you start.
Leighton Van Der Esch is going to win Defensive Player of the Year. You heard it here first.
Wow.
I want to say some crazy shit. Like,
let me hear it.
But
throw it out there. Just throw it. Throw it out there.
Anything. I haven't thought of it. Come back to me.
All right.
Okay, we're going to go to me. Zeke 2K. Zeke's going to rush for 2,000 yards.
Hell yeah. I like that.
All right, I'll come at you. I got the Jets winning 10 games this year.
Okay.
They're going to make leaps and bounds. Sam Darnold's going
smoking,
off,
you're
bro.
Smoking crack.
I mean, not
crack
quite,
is that
but
you
close.
Smoke crack?
Again, Casting Couch, we allow drinking, but we don't allow smoking crack. Again, drinking's okay. Please drink responsibly, but do not smoke crack like Jay here.
Fuck it, dude. Let's hear it.
I'm going to say Damian Williams, 1,500 rushing yards, 500 receiving yards, 17 total touchdowns.
Wow!
Okay.
That's impressive.
Okay.
All right, so this was the first ever drunk episode. There will definitely be more of these.
Plenty more.
We'll probably have one before the end, before the season, but... Again, God bless America and go Pats.
Later, tennis.